Welcome to the personal growth series that we're doing throughout the holidays, focusing on lessons from the days of the week. And today we focus on Friday. So there's a couple of different ideas coming out of Friday. The first is, as we've been mentioning, the Talmud talks about the character traits of people that are born on various days. Again, to mention that we're not bound by these character traits. We can always change, we can always develop, but some of them are worth thinking about. They're all worth thinking about, actually. And the lessons we can learn from them. So the Talmud says that someone who's born on a Friday will always go around seeking, looking to do good, to do mitzvot. The reason for this is because the definition of Friday, as we know, even today, Friday we often call, instead of calling it the sixth day in Hebrew, we often refer to Friday as Erev Shabbat, the day before Shabbat. In other words, it's a day of preparation, it's a day when we look to do things in order to be able to experience Shabbat in the proper way. Which, some people have this more naturally, some people don't, but the idea behind this is the following. That although, of course, we always need to focus on what we're doing now, but part of our focus on what we do in the present and being mindful is always to grow and to seek something that is higher than now. In other words, the Friday lesson is that, of course, we do good and we are moral and live life with meaning, but not only in the context of where we are now. In every other day, it's more what we're doing today. Friday has the focus of preparing for Shabbat. The lesson in that is that whatever we do now, we also have to factor in reflection of how can we grow, how can we connect to something higher than we're able to connect to now, and prepare for that, and to make plans to graduate to the next step. Of course, the other thing coming out of Friday is the fact that Friday, in the 6 days of creation, was the day God created the human being, which was a complete shift from everything else that came before the human being. The Talmud tells us that one of the ideas we have to understand about the fact that the human being was created last in creation, the last creation, is it's a double thing. So on the one hand, if someone is just not doing what they should be doing and needs to learn a bit of humility, if a person has arrogance and not living a life of greater purpose, then the reflection has to be humility. And humility comes from the fact to reflect from the fact that we were actually lost in the creation of the world. However, in truth, when a person is living a life connected with something greater, then the person needs to understand that we were created last for a reason, because there's a distinction, a fundamental distinction between the human being and the rest of creation. The human being is charged with bringing purpose into the world, and everything else that was created in the world before the human being was to facilitate that purpose, was to assist and to help the human being to achieve his or her purpose. In other words, the creation, as the Talmud says, that a person should always say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam, the world was created for me. Now, on the surface, it sounds almost like an arrogant statement, but it's not. What it means is that if you look around the universe, the vast creation, the galaxy, the stars, the trees, the mountains, the amazing amount of different creations that God has created, that we see in nature and we see when we explore nature, all the amazing thing which King David said about the world, Marabum Asecha Hashem, like your deeds, your work, God, is vast. It's amazing. But then we think, why was this all created? It was created for me to bring purpose. I need to get to work. I need to bring purpose. Which is why we find an interesting thing. This is the wrong time of the year for this, but we find an interesting thing why on Rosh Hashanah we celebrate the creation of the world, but actually we celebrate the sixth day of creation. Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the sixth day of creation when Adam and Eve were created. And yet in the tefillot, in the prayers of Rosh Hashanah, we refer to Rosh Hashanah as Zehayom Tchilat Ma'asecha. This is the beginning of your works. And the commentary explains, it's not the beginning of God's works. God's works began on the first day of creation. But what we mean is this is the purpose of creation. Without the human being bringing purpose into the world, without the human being working hard to bring something transcendent, something higher, something holier into this mundane world. The world has no value, and it's as if it wasn't created. It's just no purpose whatsoever. The entire purpose, the entire tachlis, as we call it, of the 6 days of creation is the creation of the human being. Not meant to feed us arrogance, but meant to remind us of our awesome responsibility of that we're not just here randomly. We're here to work. We're here to work hard. We're here to take responsibility. And we're here to improve the world ourselves and to invite God and godliness into this physical existence. Have a wonderful day.